Now it's time for my discussion of the week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
On Wednesday night, Yankee slugger Aaron Judge hit a 457-foot home run, and then he set an all-time MLB record for consecutive games with a strikeout by a position player. Best of times, worst of times is just too easy here, isn't it?
Consecutive games with at least one strikeout by a position player in one season. That's a heck of a line in the old record book right there.
Maybe two lines.
It might actually be two lines and an asterisk.
On Tuesday night, Tiger second baseman Ian Kinsler was ejected from a game after arguing balls and strikes with umpire Angel Hernandez. But the real fireworks came when Kinsler blasted Hernandez, saying, quote, he needs to find another job. I hope this story has a happy ending.
It actually does. But Kinsler also said, I'm just saying it's pretty obvious that he needs to stop ruining baseball games. How could it be subtle that he needs to stop ruining baseball games? I don't understand. Anyway, the day afterwards, they shook hands. And now that's pretty much the end of it until, of course, the next time Angel Hernandez calls Ian Kinsler out on strike.
Exactly. Charlie, this week, Red Sox owner John Henry said that he is haunted, his word, by the racism of former team owner Tom Yawkey, and that he wants Boston to change the name of Yawkey Way, which is one of the streets that runs along the side of Fenway Park. Is this likely to happen?
It's also the money-making street. It's
They close it during games.
Down, and you get your beer, and you get your Italian sausage, or your lobster roll, or your whatever. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I mean, the Tom Yawkey, I mean, as we've always said on this program, there never was a curse of the Bambino, but there really was a curse of Jackie Robinson. I think it'd be a great idea, and of course, there are 9,000 different suggestions now as to what you should change the name to. Yeah, I think Bill Lee Boulevard sounds pretty mellifluous.
I would go with that. And Bill would, too.
He would.
I'm quite sure.
He'd be out there with a broom every night after the game, making sure his street was clean.
The Detroit Red Wings moved swiftly to disassociate the team from the right-wing ralliers in Charlottesville who had displayed versions of the Red Wings logo. The team said it vehemently disagrees with this use of their logo, and they are exploring legal action. Is legal action likely to work in a case like this?
I have no idea. Because I've never seen...
How do you prevent
somebody... How did this happen? Apparently there was a group from Detroit who appropriated the famous... You know,
the wheel with the wing.
And, yeah, I mean, once again, you know, hockey's out in front on this stuff. Hockey is for everyone is capitalized by the NHL because they've been so far out in front on the diversity thing. You know, I hope they can sue and I hope they win.
The U.S. Open tennis tournament begins next week and Maria Sharapova is back. She was given a wild card for the tournament. Good idea?
Yeah, I think so. She'll sell tickets. She's a good player. She's been having some arm trouble, apparently. She won the Open in 2006. I think it's good that she's back.
Yeah, I think you hit it with point number two, which is it will sell tickets.
Oh, no question.
24-year-old Justin Thomas won the PGA Championship title last weekend. All kinds of good angles with this one. Son of a former PGA pro, part of golf's so-called youth movement. So, does he save our golfs?
He's one of the people who will save our golfs, yes. It was a tricky round. I mean, he had to hold off a few folks in the back nine, and it's another win for a golfer who is not Tiger Woods, which is proof, again, that the sport has moved on.
The women's college basketball season will not begin for a couple of months, but UConn has been preparing in Italy, twice beating the Netherlands national team. UConn did not win, I repeat, did not win the NCAA title last season, so they're taking it out on Europeans.
Yes, now they're going to beat entire countries until somebody stops them. Planets are next, by the way.
The numbers are in, by the way. South Carolina's women's team led the country in attendance last season, and, of course, they did win the national title, so new powerhouse.
Well, certainly new box office powerhouse, and, of course, I'm sure everyone's excited to see those two teams play again. South Carolina probably already has that Netherlands scouting film teed up.
Finally, Charlie, the rally
cat.
The rally cat was apparently found by a St. Louis area animal group, so the cat is being taken care of. But what's this contention that the Cardinals are using bullying tactics regarding the cat? I thought the cat was the bully, the way you put it last week.
Well, the Cardinals, being one of the most disgustingly self-righteous sports franchises we have determined that somehow the animal shelter had agreed to give them the rally cat back. But the shelter is saying no, and they're tired of being bullied by the St. Louis Cardinals, and I hope the cat is adopted by a nice family in the Yukon. so we can get far away from its unexpected fame.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.